All right, folks, got a question. Let's just begin. I know we'll be joined with some others. There are two things. I'm going to probably for us only to be in this class for a half hour to give you some extra time on your reports because you have to do your report or your presentation backed up by good notes and, of course, begin the process of getting them to your to your classmate, to your partner. So let's only focus on the presidency for about 30 minutes. Now, I couldn't just actually wipe it out because there's a lot of things going on right now. Let me start with just a bit of a review. Kihandra, would you tell me how many electoral votes in the state of California, and how are they determined? Ife, would you tell me when Cynthia McKinney is going to be speaking again in Atlanta? No, by memory, honey, by memory. This is a short quiz because we've covered that several times. Ayanna and Desiree, would you do the same thing? How many electoral votes do? No, I don't. Yes, I want you to look that up, Ife. How many electoral votes does the state of Georgia have, Ayanna and Desiree, and how are they determined? Give me dates, places, and times, if you can, Ife. All right, Kihandra and Epiphany, either of you, well, Kihandra particularly, would you tell me how many electoral votes and how are they determined?
Good morning.
I think it was 12, 22, 1, and I don't know.
Excuse me, I didn't quite get all of that. Talk a little bit louder or turn your mic up just a little bit more. Say that again, please. I apologize.
I said I think it was 12 or 22, one of those. All I remember is that I had two in the background.
Okay, you've answered the first part of the question. The second part of the question is how are they determined?
This is Electoral College.
That's right, the Electoral College, Ariana. How many people are in the Georgia Electoral College? How many representatives or how many electors, people that will elect the president, are in the Electoral College, and how are they determined for the state of Georgia? All right, Kihandra, how you said 12 or 22. That's a big gap. You remember it ends in a 2. How are they determined?
Georgia has 15 electoral voters.
All right, very good, Desiree. Very, very good. And would you type in the text chat send it as a private message to me how they are determined? Type it in the text chat. How did that number come about? Where did that number 15 come from? Why was it? Why not 50? Why not 100? Why not 1,000? Well, Kihandra, why are you guessing about this? You can come on and talk to me. We've covered this over and over and over. And when I say you're not paying attention, you protest. But this, you know, why, since we've covered this over and over, I have no idea why you are guessing on this. Talk to me, please. Ariana, likewise, I don't have an answer from you. What is your answer to the question? There are two questions. How many electoral voters and why? Why that number? So I need to hear from you, please, ma'am. No, Ariana, I didn't ask you to type. I asked Desiree to type. You can come on the Talk Now button and talk.
Georgia has 15 electoral.
Great. Your sister already said that, and I said great. So the next question is the real question for you, and that is, how are they determined? Desiree, you want to check that? I don't understand 538 when you just said 15. So, Ariana, how are they determined? Keandra, why is it that you're struggling with this? Just straight up, be honest, sister.
No, I was saying that the Electoral College consists of 538 popular electoral representatives who formally select the president and vice president of the United States. So I was trying to say that the number 538, they elected the representative who's going to select the president and vice president.
The question is, where do those 538 is the total number from all of the folks in the country, okay? I don't understand why you're struggling. You said Georgia has 15. That was correct. Where do those 15 come from? You see, that is, that 15 go with 15 from other state, go with Keandra saying 55 from another state, and you put all those together, you get 538. How are they elected to make up that 538? Gee whiz. That's the question. If Keandra, is Epiphany there? Let her help you out. Epiphany, would you come forth and say how those 55 electors, that's correct? It's correct. California has 55. How are they determined, Epiphany? All right, Epiphany, come forward, please. How are they determined?
I think the number of electoral colleges we have is 55. That's how many I can see.
The question is no longer what number you have, Epiphany. The question now on the table is, how is that number determined?
I know that you add the two from something. I don't know.
Why don't you know, Epiphany? We've covered this almost, we've covered this like three or four times. So how come you don't know? You know, talk to me. You got in your notes, it's in the text chat. You know, how come you don't know? How come you don't know, Ariana? Desiree, you're the whoever Keandra, what you put in the text chat is saying, how are the electors? That is, who determines who the electors are? That's how the ones are selected. That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, how do you get a number? In your case, 55. Where does the number 15 come from for Georgia? So talk to me, please, on the mic. Why is it that you don't know? It's all right. If you wasn't here for week one, you just don't remember for number two. I was not here for number one, for last week. We've gone over this several times. We've gone over this like four, five, six times, just many times. Okay, and notice, whoever typed that, if you weren't here, then what is your responsibility when you're not here?
I have something. The reason Georgia has got 15 electoral voters is because we had a weak Republican.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You got a weak Republican, what? And how does that connect to anything? I mean, it's fine, but you can't just pull it out of the sky. You got to connect it to something. You're answering the question why. Good morning, Ayala. Good morning, Ayana. We're engaged in with Ariana and Desiree. And Ariana, you got to participate, sister. Okay, you got to guess. You got to get in the game. Your grandmother already is wanting to be clear that you are learning. The way I can report to her that you are learning is that you are participating and trying. If not, you know what's in store for you. I'm going to be real straight. Okay? You only got a couple of weeks before the next month where, you know, I get to, you know, I have to be able to, you know, prove to her. Then you got to talk. You can't just search, sister. I mean, when I ask you a question, if you don't know, then you got to put, I'm searching. Or you got to guess. Or you, if I ask you why you don't know, that's not, you can't search for that answer. That answer is has to search inside you. Why haven't you been studying? Why haven't you been paying attention? Those are the answers that I'm looking for. When, just so that you know, Ayana and Ayala, I asked the question. This was a review and a test that y'all can answer, because y'all already know this. I assume, I'm hoping that you pass this part of the test. Two questions. What are the number of electoral college representatives that the state of California has? Number two, how is that number, whatever number you say, how is that number determined? Okay? So you can answer if you like, so we can move on to something else. And Kehandra and Epiphany, I ask you a question. When you're not here, what is your responsibility? All right, Ayana, great. Ayala, that number is correct. The next question, of course, is how is that number determined? All right, you can type Ayana. Epiphany, come forward, sister. You're preparing to go to college. When you're in college and you miss a class, what's your responsibility, sister?
Okay, my responsibility is to ask you, but when I'm not up in this class, I do not think about this class, because I got a whole bunch of other classes. I got some other class I need to catch up on, which I'm trying my hardest to do that in, and I got calculus, I'm trying to learn that, which I do not get, and I got all these other stuff that I'm trying to catch up on and do, and when I'm not in this, I do not think about electoral colleges. Why would I think about that daily?
You don't have to think about it daily, but I tell you what, then you can forget college. If you keep that attitude that you have, which is, I ain't about to think about this class. When I'm not up in this class, I ain't about to think about this class. Why should I think about this class? Then it's cool, sister. You don't have to think about this class. You don't have to think about, do you think your college professor going to run after you? Okay? Do you think they actually going to run after you? If you miss a class because you have to go to the infirmary, because you don't feel well, because you decide to go to a family vacation, or whatever, because you oversleep and forget the class, do you think they are going to really ask you a question? Do you think they're going to give a flying flip, okay? You have to decide that there is education that you got to get, okay? And that person, that professor, that teacher is a resource for you, okay? And if you don't get it, the professor is not going to care more about it, okay? So, sister, it's fine. I got it. You can take that up with your mama. You can take it up with yourself in terms of your future, okay? But I can tell you right now, if you have that, I ain't about to be thinking about your class. I mean, I don't think when I'm not up in here, I got your other work to do, and I don't math that I don't like. It's fine, sister, okay? I'm not fighting with any of you, okay? I'm here. I'll push you. I'll pull you. Because I know what's in front of you, okay? I also know that when you have a class and you miss that class, then part of your showing yourself ready to go to the next level is that you say, I missed that class. Let me get with whatever. And when you come, and I ain't about to be thinking about your class, and I shouldn't be thinking about your class every day, okay? Now, first, I didn't ask you to think about the class every day. I asked you. The expectation is if you miss a class, that you find out what you missed, that you review the text chat, that you review the audio for the class, that you ask a classmate, what did y'all go over? Can I see your notes? Okay. What was for homework? When you don't do that, then what you're showing is that you're ready to be about sixth grade. Okay. Sixth grade. All right. Maybe fifth. All right, because particularly in the IA system, then if that wasn't enough, then you need to ask somebody else, sister. You ask till you get it, okay? No. I'm talking about your attitude right now. You said it. It was your own words, okay? I ain't thinking about your class. If I miss your class, I'm doing other work, okay? And I'm just saying that, I mean, there's nothing I can do with that. I encourage you to change that, okay? But you know, it's okay. You know, you gotta take that up with you and your future. Okay, I can tell you though, if you gonna, you know, pretend, I can just be stuck, because I gotta be honest with you. Okay, that you ain't nowhere close. Okay, nowhere close. You're not. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the knowledge. The knowledge is easy. The attitude that you're gonna grab the knowledge. Okay. All right. And the real thing is whether you're going to be about doing the work. So, you know, I'm gonna put it out there to you, sister. I'll keep calling ass on you, asking for you and stuff like that. But I'll tell you. You know, the attitude that you came right at me with that, with my answer to the question of your work, is nothing. You can keep that one to yourself, okay? You can keep it to yourself, all right? If you want to keep that attitude, then you can keep it, all right? I can't make you change it, but I don't deserve it, okay? I ask you a simple question. When you miss a class, whose responsibility is it to find out what happened? And you come back with, when you ain't up in this class, you ain't thinking about this class, you know? Which, of course, does not answer my question at all. So you take that up with your future, not even your mother, okay? You're 16 years old, all right? So don't be claiming that you own some kind of college track. Don't be claiming that whatever, while you're trying to be like you six in the sixth grade or in the fifth grade or in the fourth grade, where you need somebody to pull out, okay? I ain't even accepting that from Ariana, who is 12 and in the sixth grade, okay? But, you know, I can't make that. Nobody can make you change that. You have to decide that you're tough enough. You got to decide that you're going to stretch enough. You got to decide that you want it bad enough, okay? But you don't have to want it. You know, this society got stuff laid out for you, sis. You don't have to want none. Mickey D's and pushing those things is fine. Working the little 2-cent hospital jobs, or you go to these little so-called colleges to say, we'll prepare you for a little medical degree and you can make money. They all ready for you. And they read, and they love that kind of I can't do it attitude. They love that somehow you in my way and you asking too much and all that. They love it. So you have it, if that's what you want. That's not what I like. That's not what I expect of you. I know you're better than that. And I will always ask for your best. Okay? But if you want that, you know, you got to change that. Ain't nothing I can do with that. You still haven't answered my question. But you answered a larger question. With that, I'm going to leave it. All right, folks, let me just, this part of the, for those who just came in, welcome. I basically gave a little oral quiz, you know, and the oral quiz consists of just two questions for the first part, and that is, it's something that we've been covering many, many times. How many electoral votes does a state have, your state have, and how are they elected? How is that number determined? The follow-up question was how are they elected or selected? I'm going to leave that. That was directed particularly for those who are in the room, to Desiree, to Ariana, to Kehondra and Epiphany, who were in the room. Ife was in the room. She had another question directed to her. So, Desiree, you have a question, and let's do that, and I will let you know those four of you who I put that to. I will just, you can tell me what you scored on the quiz.
I don't have a question, but I have the answer to the short team electoral voice. Georgia, it has two senators. Every state has two senators. And the House of Representatives, we have 13 House of Representatives members. So that's how we got 15, because they added 13 plus 2, and they gave us 15.
Desiree, you make an A. Ariana, you got 50%. 50% is an F. Okay? Kehondra, 50% is an F. Epiphany, 50% is an F. Okay? All right? Now, the reason I'm strong on that is because we've covered that a million times. That was just a basic part that I wanted to make, that I made sure everybody knew how that number you come up with. The follow-up question was to be, was to be how are they determined. But, you know, I've spent too much time on that, so you can put that in the text chat as your for your notes. All right, sorry about that, Ife. And that is, how is it determined? How that is not how the numbers determine, but who elects them, or how are they elected and selected in your state? All right. The next question, and this is for everybody, and I do want a response to this. Okay. Excuse me, I don't see anybody, you know, well, maybe y'all typing, so let me just give you a minute to type that question in, because you'll need to have email me an answer to that question. How are they elected or selected in your state? That is, how are the, if you got 15 electoral votes, then, you know, how are they elected? Sure. Great. The yes, Mama Nkwezi. We can do that. I'm going to cut this part short. Actually, what I announced is I wanted to have this course, just today, this class, be shortened so that you have more time on doing your essay. Doing your report or your multimedia presentation. Okay. Question. Regardless of how they are elected or selected, in December, the members of the Electoral College will come together and they will vote and elect the president. Okay. On November 4th, then there is what's called the popular vote. And that popular vote is not legally binding, okay? If Obama gets more votes, than McCain, which I hope he does, my best choice is running, but she's not in the running in terms of those two, and that's Cynthia McKinney. Short of her being able to be elected, then my next choice is Barack Obama. And I hope that he gets massive numbers of votes, and if he gets massive numbers of votes and he gets more votes than John McCain, then he is not yet elected president. Everybody understands that. I ain't your Debbie. If you don't understand it, please do not be ashamed. Please say, no, I don't. Okay. All right. Give me I ain't your Debbie. Everybody understands that. If you don't, say, no, I don't get that. Okay, this is what learning is, right? But you got to be honest with yourself where you are. All right, so then the Electoral College comes together, and however they are elected or selected in your state, and they vote for the president. Question, are the electors that Barack Obama suggests, let's assume we're dealing with the state of Georgia and California, and that's who we have here today, and Barack Obama wins in this state, and so in December, the electors go to cast a vote. Are they legally bound to cast a vote for Barack Obama, even though Barack Obama won because Barack Obama won the election, the popular vote? There are more than two people in the class. Yes or no, or thinking, or I don't know. Respond, please. If you want me to repeat the question, ask me to do that.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Let's assume that on November 4th, Desiree, that Barack Obama gets more votes in this state than McCain. Therefore, those people who are going to the Electoral College have a job to do. They got to cast those votes. Okay? Do they have to cast those 15 votes, since they are electing a president, for Barack Obama or not?
The question is, I don't quite understand the question, but the question is that
You're saying that if Barack Obama won the state, are they legally bound to vote for Barack Obama since he won the state? Is that what you're saying?
Right, I'm just saying, yes, because he won the state, okay, the 15 members for Georgia, the 55 members of the Electoral College for California, are they legally bound, okay, to vote the way the people of the state voted? The people of the state, in this mythical circumstance, voted for Barack Obama. Do the people in the Electoral College have to vote for Barack Obama, or can they switch up and vote for somebody else? And Epiphany, how do you know that? How do you know that? Well, it doesn't seem fair to me. Epiphany, did you hear my question? How do you know that? And that doesn't seem fair to me. You come on the talk now button, because I understand, because they already won the whole state. I understand.
My guess is that the electoral colleges do not have to vote for him because Barack Obama already won the state of California. So why do they have to vote afterwards if he already won the state of California? So that's my guess.
Well, he hasn't won the state of California. He doesn't win the state of California until the Electoral College say he won the state of California. Okay. You understand? That is, the reason I'm having you understand this is because, you know, I really want you to know what really is going on, okay? Because you can then begin to use your years in the future to begin to see whether you want a number of reforms that are that, you know, young people can advocate for in this country. And one reform could be the reform of this Electoral College. Epiphany, the state Obama, if California votes for Obama in the popular vote on November 4th, then Obama has not won the state. Okay. Let me give you an example, a real world example. In 2000, we'll go over it. I mean, there are a number of examples and that where people who were voted, sent to the Electoral College, and we went over those, don't vote the way they were, the way the popular people voted. That is, that they didn't vote for the candidate. And if the race is between for 538 votes, and you need one vote and to win, and you sent 55 people and 52 of them voted for you, but two voted for someone else, your opponent, then you could lose even though you won the popular vote in the state. All right. I encourage you to study through the text chat, and I'll look at some links for some of the previous work that we've done, because you haven't been keeping up. Any of you, nobody who, if you don't know the answer to that question, then clearly you have not been paying attention or studying the work, okay? And I'm a little sad about it, because I really I put my heart and soul in it so that you learn something that's significant, something that'll make a difference in your life, and something that shows that you're not just somebody that's being fed stuff by the media, that you have your own thinking about stuff, and it's not just junk. It's based, you know, we've been studying the Constitution, and that's where we were getting the data from. And so I encourage all of you who don't know the answer to the question to look up the sites and make that happen. Hold on a second. I'm going to open it if you got some questions. Ife, you can say, or anybody can say anything. You can have a discussion among yourself while I get up a PowerPoint presentation. That will be the last thing that I do in this class today. Incidentally, Epiphany, I'm glad that you're guest. I'm glad that you guessed. I do like and that you participated, that you were giving it your best, your shot. Okay, so I like that. Ariana, you sitting on the sidelines, sister. You're likely to be in another school soon, if that's what you're preferring, because that's what sitting on the sidelines is going to get you. You know, I've already talked to your grandmother about that, so you're going to have to step it up. All right, I'll be right back. Use each other. If there are questions right now that you don't know, then while I'm gone, use the information that's in the room. Use the information that's in the room. There are people in the room who have no things. You know, learn from each other.
I have a question. Barack Obama become president, will they assassinate him?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Ariana, what? Who was that who asked that question? Desiree or Ariana?
Desiree, I think.
Desiree, if you can hear me, this is Mama Valerie. That's something that we don't want to think about. We don't like to put out in the atmosphere, period. But I'm going to tell you, no, they ain't going to bother them. They better not bother them. Anything is possible, yes, Ife, but we're not trying to go that way. I know that's in a lot of people's mind, but with our prayers and with our positive thinking, he's going to be all right.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you. Okay. I see what you're saying, Mama Valerie. At the same time, I guess just for the sake of her understanding, you know, I guess I would just, I'm not putting it out there either in the sense that I want that to happen. But, you know, it is possible. It's just, that's with every president. You know what I'm saying? You never really know, you know, who might or anything like that. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Like Mama Valerie said, at the same time, that's just something that you never know. You know, it could happen and it could not happen. So.
And Ife is correct. It is a possibility. And like she said, I didn't think about it like that, Ife, at the beginning, but it could happen to any president. It has happened to several presidents, but we're trying to be positive about this and not let all that negativity embark in our minds. But Ariana, just be positive. Desiree, I'm sorry. Be positive. Or Ariana, whoever asked the question, I don't know which one it was. Let's try to be positive about that.
Thank you, Mama Valerie, and you say I will not ask that question again.
You're welcome, Desiree, and I have to get you guys right, Desiree. I didn't see your name on her in her text chat, and that's why I didn't know who had asked that question. You are so welcome. Thank you.
I'm not quite ready, almost, I'll be ready for the last part. I do have to weigh in that I don't consider it a negative question. I think it's important for us to, given our history, to prepare. And it's certainly not a question that Barack Obama hasn't thought about. And the question is, will they attempt to, not will they assassinate him? They don't know what that is. If you're going to be president, if you're going to be any position of power, you have to know that there will be people who want you dead, okay, particularly if you're voting for things. And the smart thing to do, and the reason I'm weighing in on this is because as you ascend, as you become head of your own company and corporation, if you decide to go into politics, then you need to know how to maintain a positive attitude and at the same time how to prepare for your enemies and come anybody who doesn't want you. And therefore, you up your Secret Service protection. Also, as black people, we can also create an atmosphere where what Mama Valerie said, like they bet not, okay, that actually begins to be an atmosphere that we know, the folks know that they're going to have hell to pay. All right, I mean, wishing and praying is one part, okay, but also be like a deacons for defense, that let people know that if they come that way, they got some hell to pay. And we don't do that, you know, we just hope. Okay, but folks don't have to pay anything for snatching our children in schools and putting them in jails unjustly and whatever. And things are not going to change for us unless we also put some action behind what you, Mama Valerie said in terms of they bed not. See, if I tell you bed not, then that means I'm saying that there's some consequences that you got to deal with. So it's just important that we both know how to maintain an attitude of hopefulness and at the same time that we're practical in the situation that we live in where this has been a hostile environment and country to black people. It makes no sense when I'm in a hostile environment to not anticipate that people will want to take me out or want to hurt me or want to bring me down. Therefore, what I want to do is I want to prepare for that so that they cannot, even though they may attempt to. To me, that's being prepared and being positive. Enough of that. I'll be back in a minute.
Baba Wakessa, I know that this question kind of applies and kind of not, but can you give me the link for the Green Party with all of the videos of Cynthia McCain?
If you pronounce her name correctly, I will.
I'm sorry, McKinney. Because I like her. I'm interested in learning more about her and her campaign and how her campaign is going.
Most of her videos are on, Ife has put a link, there's another one, and that is Mukanda Video. Just go to Mukanda Video and put Cynthia McKinney in the text chat and a bunch of videos will come. And I'm really glad you asked because, you know, if you really want to learn about the issues, you're going to have to listen to her. The other ones are basically, the other debates are really really television commercials, okay? Well, also let you know the debates used to be run by the League of Women Voters. They were taken over by this company called the Corporation for something Presidential Debates. Essentially, that company is run by heads of the Democratic Party and heads of the Republican Party, so they keep third-party candidates out. When the League of Women Voters had it, Ross Perot was a third-party candidate. He got 15% of the vote. He really changed a lot of America's thinking about some things. After that, they took it over, bought the rights from the League of Women Voters. So instead of having a group that's just interested in open debate, you got a group that's interested in maintaining their two-party hegemony. And hegemony means power and domination. So, it's important. I want you to, y'all keep that point. That is, when you see the debates, I want you to know that those are, there's a rigging going on. What's rigged is that people who are running for president legitimately, Cynthia McKinney, running for president, there are others, as you discovered, Ayanna, running for president, and they're not been invited. They haven't been invited to participate, even though they are running for president. And they're on the ballot in numbers of states. So just know that process of having us see two choices and only two choices has been controlled, and part of that control is the debates and who run the debates. See, what I'm trying to teach you in this class is to really look underneath, okay, to not just go for what the media tells you, because the media is a part of the, you know, mind control machine. But you have access, you know, you have access to the internet. You can watch those videos. So I encourage you to keep up with what Cynthia McKinney is saying so that you know what the issues are and what some of the other candidates are saying. Okay? So you can go to Mukanda Video, OK? Okay, and you can see them, and you also can go to this website that Ife provided there.
Also, I just want to let everybody know there. Excuse me. While I was looking for Cynthia McKinney when she was coming to Atlanta, she's supposed to be coming to Atlanta this weekend, and I was looking for the date. There is supposed to be another presidential debate with all the, I think they said, the candidates who have enough votes to win 250 votes on some ballot, something like that. So they have invited all of them, and Cynthia McKinney's going to be there. I think Ralph Nader's going to be there, some other people. And they invited McCain and Obama, but, you know, they're not sure if they're going to show up. But I'm going to put the link in the text chat. And Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Is going to be hosting it. And it's going to be recorded by C-SPAN, and I'm sure you could probably find it on the internet afterwards. So I'll put in the link if anybody's interested in that. Hold on, that's not the right one. I'll give y'all another one. So is anybody planning to that survey Bible Kessa suggested that we might do?
Okay, what did you say, Ife? Oh, are you talking about the survey?
Yeah, I was asking, was anybody gonna do it? Was gonna do it? Or thinking about it?
I was thinking about it for quite a while. I was thinking about, like, how I would do it, who I would ask. So, yeah, I was thinking about it all week. But I haven't put it in place yet. But I might do it.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, it's just that when you talk, you start high, but then you start to fade away. You get lower when you talk.
I hope that's better. I was saying, who is thinking about doing the survey that Bible Kessa suggested that we do in the last class?
Asking at least 10 people if they know about the Electoral College and seeing how many people believe in the popular vote and how many people actually know about the Electoral College. And he said it last week. That's what he was saying last week. He was like, it's an opportunity, it's not required, but it is an opportunity to go out and do that. So Ethan was asking how many people were thinking about doing it.
About that survey, I thought about it at the end of class, but I didn't know. I wasn't gonna do it.
What did you say? I said
I thought about it after doing that survey, after he talked about it after class and stuff, but I wasn't gonna. I don't think I was gonna. I know I wasn't gonna do it.